We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Monday morning, and a nice, cool 65 degrees. Wichita police say 23-year-old Kayon White of Wichita died Saturday from injuries suffered in a West Wichita shooting last week.
It happened around 12:45 a.m. Thursday at the Scotsman Hotel in the 5900 block of West Kellogg. Police arrested four individuals on charges of felony murder and aggravated burglary. Three of the suspects, all 23 years in age, are from Wichita: Braxton Cooley, Akakia Farbs, and Colby Fisher, along with 43-year-old Eugene Donald of O'Fallon, Illinois. Police say 40-year-old William Potteroff was visiting a woman that had been staying at the hotel. White, Cooley, Farbs, Donald, and Fisher forced themselves into the room, and a fight ensued. Potteroff and White both pulled out handguns. White suffered multiple gunshot wounds and was taken to an area hospital, while Potteroff died on the scene. Police say illegal narcotics are a factor in the shooting. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Chairman of the Sedgwick County Republican Party, Dalton Glasscock, tells KNSS News the number of advanced ballot requests are up considerably from last year.
Yeah, day one, we had over seven times the advanced ballot requests that we've had historically. And so it actually has offered candidates a good ability to be able to chase advanced ballots. And really, we know when somebody is getting their ballot, and so it gives us the opportunity to target them specifically.
Dalton Glasscock, a guest on the John Whitmer Show, Sunday nights on KNSS.
An historic day in the world of space travel.
Just before 3 p.m. Eastern Sunday, as described on NASA TV,
splashdown.
As you can see on your screen, we have visual confirmation for splashdown.
The first landing in water in 45 years was also the successful end of a test flight of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft, the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. Astronaut Doug Hurley on the reentry provided some perspective on NASA TV.
Anybody who's touched Endeavor, you should take a moment to just cherish this day, especially given all the things that have happened this year.
Rob Dawson, Fox News.
The search for missing Marines and a sailor has been called off.
Just before 3 p.m. Eastern Sunday, as described on NASA TV,
splashdown.
Facing up to a harsh reality, those seven U.S. Marines and one sailor who went missing after the amphibious assault vehicle they were in sank off the California coast last week are now presumed dead. The Marine Corps announcing Sunday that the search has been called off. The troops are taking part in a training exercise near San Clemente Island, west of San Diego, when the 26-ton tank-like craft sank in hundreds of feet of water. Eight other Marines were rescued, though one later died and two are listed as critical. The Marine Corps is suspended waterborne operations involving that type of vehicle until the cause of the sinking is determined. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A Texas man has been charged with capital murder after police say he fatally stabbed his 7-year-old brother in a Fort Worth suburb. Haltom City police say officers were called to a home around 9:45 p.m. Saturday and found Jacob Gabriel Brito with multiple stab wounds. The boy was pronounced dead at a hospital. Police Chief Cody Phillips says officers found 20-year-old Isidro Brito Bruno nearby with what appeared to be a self-inflicted stab wound. He was taken to a hospital and by Sunday morning was jailed on a $250,000 bond. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a mostly clear sky across south central Kansas, temperatures today will run almost 10 degrees below average for this time of year. Sunshine and 82 for the high. Mostly clear tonight, our low near 60, and a few clouds may drift in early on Tuesday morning. Otherwise, our high 79. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, 65 degrees. We have a north wind at 7 miles per hour. 6:33, Steve and Ted in the morning here on August 3rd, 2020, a Monday morning on this date in 1981. U.S. air traffic controllers went on strike despite a warning from President Ronald Reagan they would be fired, which they were. And a lot of people are suddenly looking for other work. I had a friend who was a controller. This was after. I met him, kind of met him and got to know him after the strike. Didn't have much love for Ronald Reagan.
Nope. Those folks that were fired are still furious.
Yeah, you didn't have much love for President Reagan. Hmm. Money laundering is, you know, and here's something else that I noticed at the time, and I kind of tracked it over the next few years. There weren't a whole lot of strikes in this country. I mean, labor kind of got, they saw what the President Reagan was like, and I think they kind of just said, ooh, better watch out. Better just kind of play it cool for a while. That may have been, you know, the last of really strong labor unionism in America right there. Money laundering is a crime, and even if it isn't a crime, it's certainly a bad decision, as a couple of people in South Korea are finding out. A person living near Seoul decided to put their banknotes in a washing machine to cleanse them of possible traces of the coronavirus.
Okay.
Authorities say the person put an unspecified number of bills into the water, and some of the cash was seriously damaged. The money washer has reached out to the bank to try to get the damaged bills exchanged, but it won't be for the full amount. The Bank of Korea says another person put bills in a microwave oven because of coronavirus concerns. That money was damaged too. Central Bank is advising people against trying to clean money by dropping it in the washer or the microwave. It's paper money. Would it not make sense to most people that, you know, you don't want to get it wet?
Everybody's trying to stay clean.
Yeah, they got so clean they destroyed everything they had. All right, Ted, it's, today is the 3rd of August, and you know, August is here, and gosh, it seems like it's been forever since before I could get it. I mean, this year for me is dragging by because of all this virus and everything.
Slogging our way into August.
Yeah. We do have, of course, tomorrow's the primary election day.
Yep. And move on.
Got a few things to remind you of today, you listeners. Polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. here in Sedgwick County, in most places, I think. And the big race for me, I think, is the Republican for U.S. Senate race. There's 10 candidates, and the Kansas Senate and House, several dozen races, most of them unopposed incumbents. That's for the folks who are going to Topeka.
Yeah.
U.S. House District 4, Republican Ron Estes, unopposed. The Democrats running unopposed, so...
No
selection there.
Nope.
Many Sedgwick County races unopposed. Sedgwick County Commission districts 2 and 3, though, have several Republicans vying there, so they, including the incumbent. So that could be pretty good. That's kind of what's going on. And I've already voted. You voted. Ted, you have?
I have not.
You have not. Jad has.
I did, yes.
So Jad asked. I voted, and Jad's voted. So there you go. All right, 6:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we'll keep you posted, of course, on tomorrow on what's going on with that. And Wednesday morning, have all the results for you. About an hour from now, the mayor, Brandon Whipple, will be with us.
Are there any Democrats running for anything?
A few.
Okay. Is there any reason for a Democrat to show up at the polls tomorrow? Are there any Democrat races at all?
Yeah, you're within the party. You're going to primary here. That finding one Democrat to run sometimes is tough in Sedgwick County. Thinking two or three to make a primary race, that's even tougher. Okay, now, I did want to mention that one of my teachers from school, from high school, died over the weekend. George Hudson died at the age of 89. And George was a driver's ed teacher over at West. I talk about him a lot because he really was a good teacher. I mean, he expressed to me the importance of good driving.
We always remember the
and
great
it's
teachers.
Still, yep. It's still with me. Mr. Hudson. Mm-hmm. He was also the sophomore baseball coach over there, so I had him as a coach for a season in baseball. And he actually, reading his obituary, he actually played some semi-pro bell when he was young. Had been, I did not know that. I did not know he had been a Marine, had served in Korea in the Marine Corps. But he's passed at the age of 89, and took a lot of kids through driver's ed over there at Wichita West. And I think he did a real good job. Well, he was, I don't know how he and I hit it off. He was just a good guy, and
yep.
I enjoyed
those good
his
teachers
company.
Always
yeah.
stick with you and affect your life. Yep.
All right, coming up on 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, for the fourth straight session on Friday, the cattle complex closed positive. The cattle complex not only made new highs for the month of July, but also closed with new highs for the month of July. We saw last week the fourth week of higher prices in our cash cattle market. Emily Hog Futures closed positive Friday with the October contract making a new low for the week before, closing with triple-digit gains. On the close Friday, August live cattle, $1.10 higher, $102.82. August feeder cattle, $1.65 higher, $144.67. And October hogs, $1.30 higher at $49.62. Now, September corn made a new contract low Friday and the corn barely closed on the positive side. The lack of Chinese soybean business kept the soybean upside in check Friday. And July ended the month on Friday very uneventful. Last week, September KC wheat lost 7 cents. December corn lost 8 cents. And November beans lost 7 cents for the week. September KC wheat this morning, 6 1/4 cents lower at 4.36 1/4. December corn up a half a penny at 3.27 1/2, with November soybeans 4 3/4 higher at 8.97 1/4. September crude oil trading 17 cents lower at $40.10. December gold $2.5 higher at $1,988.40. September S&P 17 3/4 points higher at 32.81 1/4. September dollar index 43 cents higher at 93.75. And September Dow Jones futures up 108 points at 26,426. For commodity trading or like marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I presume it's primary election day tomorrow in Augusta, right, Butler County?
Yes, sir.
So are there any really big challenging races there? Is it like like we do here and just most people running unopposed?
No, we've got a sheriff race here in Butler County that's got several people. We've got a district judge race that's got several people. So there's a couple contests that have had a lot of attention here this last few months.
So you're actually going to have some meaningful primaries over there. All right, that's good. Good to hear.
Exactly. A very good reason to get out and vote.
Now, I know that you've run for office many times over there, and I know you spent several million on campaign ads, right? No.
That's why I don't have any money now.
No.
You know, it's like politics just costs a lot of money just to get beat, right?
It can, yes.
I think Mark Twain said that, maybe. Or, anyway.
It's also interesting that you can get beat even off of negative stuff that doesn't even come from your opponent.
Well, okay.
Yeah, that super PAC. They can accuse
that's
you
right.
of anything you want.
That's right. Super.
That's right.
And the opponent, that's not coming from me.
You come in here and accuse you of everything under the sun. But we already know all the bad stuff about you. But
you've been talking to my wife again, huh?
Yeah, it's kind of an open book over there in Augusta, I guess.
Talk about a super PAC.
Oh, man.
Mrs. Leffler over there.
Mrs. Leffler.
Yep.
Super PAC.
Well, she is pretty super.
Well, that's true. Yeah. All right. She's probably, and she probably.
The month of August off good.
Probably packs you a good lunch, too.
That's right.
All right, thank you, Tom. It's 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. The deficit surge, what does it mean? Don Grant on the way, Steve and Ted in the morning.
Not the wind surge, the deficit surge.
Yeah. Okay. Steve and Ted, KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.